It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, listening live, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune, I'm so glad you guys are here with us. So first off, let's make sure everyone could hear us all right. That's an important thing about radio. And you guys will not want to miss a moment of this show. So let's see here. Oh, yes, they could hear us. Perfect. So here's what we'll do in the next couple of hours or so. Tonight we have four amazing guests to bring you. We will have Annalise Collette, Paul London, and Dylan Dixon joining us live via phone. Then we bring you an exclusive interview tonight of the wonderful Lauren Rainey. The Josie Show teamed up with Stephen Rummy of the very popular Top 5 Gone Wild show for this interview, and we will play it for you guys tonight. You guys are going to love it. We had so much fun. So make sure you guys stay tuned into the whole show. It's live, so you never know what wild things are going to happen. And trust me, something usually does happen, but we wouldn't have it any other way. So I hope you guys tuned in to my episode of The Southern Star. It happened just before my show. You can still catch it all week at www.thesouthernstar.org. Hope you guys checked it out. I got to interview the amazing, talented Aiden Cross and played some of his amazing music. My topic was how to know if he or she likes you. It was very fun. It was interesting. I give you some fun facts. So you definitely will want to listen to that. And as usual, I had hot music from the top of the charts. So make sure you guys check it out. You can check it out at www.thesouthernstar.org. Yes, so it was a blast. You'll love it. And it looks like our first guest here has arrived. So let's try to get her on. Everyone, please welcome Annalise Collette.
Hi.
Hello, Annalise. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Me too. I was, super stoked all day today. I couldn't wait.
I know. Me neither. This has been all I've been talking about.
I'm so stoked.
I'm so excited. So let's just start off. You're a quadruple threat. I have to start that off. You're a vocalist, a songwriter, actress, and dancer. That's insane. I think that's awesome. And if I understand correctly, you've been on stage since you were 3 years old. Really?
Yeah, it's been a really, really long run for me. I'm 25 now, and I started when I was around three, just doing, dance recitals. And my dad's a performer, so I watched him when I was younger, and I just really had a thirst for it. And so my mom saw that in me and just, let me go at it,
Absolutely. And you do it so well. And do you remember any of those moments being so young and on stage?
I do. I remember always being super serious about it. In my dance recitals when I was really little, we would have, these dance performances in front of everybody, and I would be, the first one and, all smiles, and I would look around, and, if people were, messing up, I would be like, no, you're doing it wrong, so I was correcting people, you're not doing it right. So
that
I had those
so
memories.
Cute.
Perfection.
Profession. Well, that is not a bad thing. That is
hilarious.
Super cute. And you've had lead roles in theater performances such as Hello, Dolly, West Side Story, and The Sound of Music, to name a few. Can you tell us about any of those experiences?
Oh, my. They were so amazing when I was younger because I got to be around performers, especially professional adults. So I learned a lot from them, and the kids were super talented and so eager. One of my favorites was Anything Goes, which is now revived on Broadway with Sutton Foster. And I played Reno Sweeney, which is her role. And it was an amazing experience. The best songwriter, Cole Porter. And I feel like for pop music, pop music used to be, composed by these great musical composers like Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hammerstein. These people were on the radio when they were, back in the day. So I feel very blessed to have grown up listening to all of that.
Absolutely. And who would you say are, if you could only choose one, your biggest music or theater influence? Who's one person that you really look up to?
Yeah, that is such a difficult question. For theater, I want to say probably Patti LuPone. She's a powerhouse and such an extraordinary woman and diva, and I just love her. And everything she does, I've always been super impressed with and aspire to be like her. Music-wise, like popular music, that's always like a different phase, you know? It's kind of like, you know, obviously Michael Jackson, you know, Barbra Streisand. But, I mean, I guess if anything really inspires me, just great music and great people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always wanted to know how, you know, these people can remember all of their lines. Do you have any secrets for remembering your parts?
Makes perfect. Sometimes where you get, it's because it's live theater, even when I do a show now, like, I wrote the song, you would think I would know it, but sometimes you just got caught up in the moment, and it's hard to remember the words, and you just kind of have to ad-lib it and just, you know, figure something out right there. And usually I feel like it makes the, like, the performance more friendly, you know, it's people aren't perfect, right. People are people no matter what, you know, so I like that kind of stuff.
My motto, you're not a professional unless something like that happens, so just
exactly.
Do your thing.
Those are the best moments, exactly. When something funny happens.
Yeah, exactly. It happens. And besides acting, you're also a vocalist and songwriter. Can you tell us about some of the music you have out?
I'm actually working right now in the studio with my friend Stefan. He's a great producer with Secret Sounds. And we're doing a really cool concept of just, like, strange sounds, beautiful melodies. I like nature. I'm really starting to get – have you ever heard of the artist Oland?
No, I haven't.
She's new right now. I'm actually going to see her in concert on Wednesday, and she's a big influence on, like, what I want to do. And I'm just really excited for her. And before, the pop music I would put out would be more with a 60s flair, like, girl group sounds, very, harmony-driven. So I've always had an experience with that in it, too. So, I mean, it's just finding your way. Like, you go through phases in life, and, you know, mine are very, like, audible. You can definitely hear the phase I'm going and depending on what you listen to.
Absolutely, and that's so exciting. I can't wait to hear your new stuff because I think you're super, super talented.
Thank you. I'll let you hear it first.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, and we actually have a couple of songs of yours to play tonight.
Oh, my God.
I'm super excited. I'm so excited. So let's start out with your song titled Hanging On.
Okay.
So please stay with me, and we're going to play it now and then come back and talk about it, all right?
Thanks.
Sweet. Here it is, Hanging On.
Thank you.
such a beautiful song, That's Hanging On by Annalise Collette. Can you please tell us a little bit about the song?
I was really influenced by Motown and girl groups of the 60s, mm-hmm. so I decided to write my little homage to that, and that was Hanging On.
I love it. And where can fans go to purchase all your music?
Excuse me?
Where can fans be able to purchase all your music?
iTunes. You can go to iTunes or CD Baby, Reverb Nation, any of those. I have some free downloads on Reverb Nation, so I like to. I feel very weird about, you know, selling your music because it's just like, you know, it's so personal and you just want to like give it out to everybody. So I have a few that you can download for free. So.
Awesome, awesome, and I agree about that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You need to make you want to make money off of it, but at the same time, you want people to hear it too and really appreciate it like you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking sites? Because I know you have Facebook and Twitter. Can you give everyone those sites to keep up on all your latest news?
Sure. The main one is reverbnation.com/ Annalise Collette 24. I have so many of them, I have to like keep track of the backslashes.
I love it. I love it. Me too. I have so many. I need to just list them all down somewhere.
I know. I have to like write them all down just so I keep track of them. Twitter is Annalise Collette 24.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so everyone follow, like, add, buy everything and
please,
check it out.
Do it.
And here's a fun question for you. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, jeez. Okay, definitely Mumford & Sons.
Oh, yes.
I love them so much, and they're super talented, and I enjoy everything that they write, so I think that would be my dream duet.
Sweet. Okay, so someone has to start a petition.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be amazing. And we have another one of your great songs here tonight to play, so please stay with me again. We're going to play Leave Me Glad. Woo! Awesome. So here it is, Leave Me Glad by Annalise Collette. Here it is.
Why don't we both break each other's hearts and get it over with? We start out in reverse to get the pain first and start out blank within. We try so hard, start with good intentions, but in the end, we show the evil we forgot to mention. So don't make me cry. And don't leave me high and dry. If you're bad, when you leave me glad. The suspense and expectation of what's coming next. We both have to keep our wits about us, or we'll be perplexed. I want so bad to go slow and let things happen. But how do you put your heart out and not get something? I've been working hard to say that no matter what comes our way, if I'm bad, when I leave, I'll leave you glad. No need to say it doesn't work. No need to say it was me who fell at first. Can we just let it be? make love a thing to see. If this is where we both end, then we need to make some peace and that we were bad. When we left, we left glad.
They love it.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Annalise, you wrote this song as well, right?
Yeah, I did.
Sweet.
This is really important to me. I really love this song. Yeah. Can I tell you a little bit of why I wrote it?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. There was this performance artist at the MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and she would just sit there for hours on end staring at people. And so her ex-lover would come up, and she stared at her ex-lover, who she hadn't seen in a very long time. And after, they stared for hours at each other, and afterward, they were interviewing him, and he was like, you know, it was a very strange experience because, you know, I finally realized, you know, how terrible we were to each other at the end after we've gotten to know each other and we loved each other for so long. How I was the nicest to her in the beginning, and at the end, when after we built this beautiful relationship, when it didn't go very well, we were very mean to each other. So that was kind of like, you know, every relationship starts off beautiful and then, you know, they end. And for, you know, reasons that are important or not important, you know, it's really important to make sure that we cherish relationships that we have and not to take them for granted and be mean to one another. That's where that came from.
I agree. And that's what I love about you and your music is all of your songs are relatable and, you know, can happen in a relationship. And I think that's also what makes a great song as well, where it reaches the audience. The most important
Definitely.
Part.
I mean, I think we all relate to the songs that, you know, we can relate to. Like, it's an honest, you know, emotion.
Exactly, exactly. That's what we need. We need songs that are more relatable. So, love it. Love all of your songs.
Thank you.
Anytime. And a question I always love to ask my songwriting guests, can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process?
Sure. It really just varies. Sometimes I'll have, like, an idea for a song lyrically, and I usually it starts off that way, and then I will write music and then try to make the lyrics go into the music. But, you know, it just depends on what mood you're in, and sometimes I'll just hear, like, a loop in my head, and then that will be, like, the music, and then I write around it depending on what it sounds like. It just depends. Like, that particular song, Leave Me Glad, was definitely word-driven. So
oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's very cool. That's awesome. I always love to ask that question. And another fun question that I love to ask because I get so many funny answers. So you have been on many different stages. Can you tell us some on stage embarrassing moments that you've ever had?
sure. Where to begin? Jeez. Okay, well, there was the one recently, like last year, I did a festival where I live in Jersey City, and it was a wonderful experience because I got to perform in front of a lot of people, but I'm very girly looking, so I was wearing pink, and I had a pink guitar, and children kind of, like, flocked to me in that way, so I had all these kids at the stage, and they were being so good and just listening and loving it, and I had, like, this crowd gathered, and all of a sudden, all these kids, you know, they got these bubble guns. And they're blowing bubbles at me, like, just trying to be, like, fun, like, oh, bubbles everywhere, like, how pretty it is. And it was, like, I was, like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice. Then all of a sudden I realized, like, I have bubbles in my face, bubbles in my mouth. I can't hardly play my guitar because there's bubble juice all over it. So I was, like, oh, my gosh, please help me. I'm being, like, surrounded by bubbles. So that was, like, really embarrassing because I couldn't, like, stop what I was doing. But I didn't even know what to say to them. I was like, can you guys put the bubble guns away? I was like, oh, dying inside.
That's enough bubbles. Thank you.
No more bubbles. I mean, bubbles are pretty, just not when you're trying to sing in your mouth.
That is true. It doesn't mix. It definitely doesn't mix. Well, that's not the worst we've had. I mean, we've had some pretty bad ones, but thankfully bubbles can't harm that much.
No, bubbles can't
always
harm.
Good.
I got very
that's
lucky
always...
then.
Yes, absolutely. And also, I want to mention, you do quite a bit of fundraising for different organizations as well. Can you tell
yes,
us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm a really big animal activist, so I have another website that I could promote. It's called GimmeSound.com, and if you search my name, Annalise Collette, I have free downloads. Like, every artist that is on that website has free downloads. So, but when you also click on a download, you also help with animal rights, because I'm a big animal rights fan. So you're going to be not only listening to my music, but also making an effort to help animals.
I love that, because me being a huge animal freak as well, I think that is the coolest thing that you're doing.
Me
I
too.
I loved it too. I felt like I was finally doing something good. But, you know, you feel so small in this world, so I mean, at least my music, even like my animals can't really appreciate it, at least that they're benefiting from it.
Exactly. I love that you use your music to help others. You know, I love that. That's so
Thank
cool.
You.
That's so cool. And the last question we have, because we're running out of time, but what do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
I'm actually a really good pool player, so I like to play pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm actually on a league and everything in Hoboken, New Jersey. It's right outside New York City, and I'm on a pool league, and I play pool to, like, let off steam, and it helps keep your mind sharp, all the angles and stuff, so I like to do that. It's kind of weird.
Love that. So I love that. So anytime you run into Annalise Collette people, you know how to, you know, get in. You got to play some pool.
Yeah, play some pool. Challenge
me to a game, and then I'll sing for you.
Exactly. See? That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I had a blast talking to you. You're awesome.
Thank you so much. It was great to finally talk to you in person.
I know, right? We've been talking, you know, back and forth online, but it's so cool to actually hear your voice. I love it.
I do.
So I will talk to you soon, because I'd love to have you back on.
Definitely. Hopefully I'll have some new music to show you guys, so we can do it that way.
Sweet. Can't wait. I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Awesome, awesome. And that was Annalise Collette. We had so much fun talking with her. She's awesome. So everyone make sure you check out her Twitter and Facebook and my Reverb Nation and also all of her music that we played, and check that out. We think she is awesome. We're huge fans, huge, huge, huge fans. So it looks like my second guest here has arrived. So everyone, please, please, please give a warm welcome to London. Here we go.
How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you?
How am I? I tell you what, it is a very, very hot day here in Texas, but I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Well, surprisingly, I'm in Illinois, and usually it's the Windy City. It's pretty hot over by us as well, so
it's
crazy.
But yes,
we're glad
is.
You're doing well. Yes.
Well, we're
glad you're doing great.
Difficulties. I'm doing awesome. other than the unexpected stuff that has been going on this week in the studio and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so.
Love it.
But thanks for having me. Absolutely. I'm excited.
Anytime. I'm super excited to talk with you as well. I'm super,
right
super
on.
Excited. Yeah, so let's get started, because I want to know a little bit more about you. So
okay.
How old were you when you started performing?
Wow, that's a good question. I could tell you this. I knew from the first time that I was in first grade that I was going to do this, and I knew that this is what I wanted to do, so I was a pretty young age when I decided that this is what I had set for myself, you know, as far as my goal in life to be and to do. So
absolutely.
I've been doing little things here and there over the years, done some pretty cool things, not major, major big things, but big enough that I've been very blessed, let's put it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely, and here you are. You're doing really, really good. And so, how did you get started in the music business? How did this all come to be?
Well, once again, as a child, I got in trouble actually in the first grade of school because I would always sing. I would stand up by my desk and sing and hum, and it would distract the class. So teacher was too fond of that, and so kind of got in trouble. I had to get the little reprimand there, and it just pushed me more to do it even that much more. And so I've just been kind of hit and miss ever since then. So, and I used to go and sing a cappella to the old folks next door and everything as a child, and it's always been in my heart. So
I love that. That's so cool. Yeah. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
That's a great question. I get asked that quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. And there's so many greats out there that I love and that I admire, right from Anthony Newley, Frank Sinatra, Motley Crue, you name them. I mean, you name it. I'm probably as long as it's good music, I'm gonna dig it and I love it. So try to learn something new from a lot of our bands that are out there, and try to take little bits and pieces and incorporate them if we can, and of course bring our own originality as well.
Definitely. And one of the things that you do, which I think is wonderful, is you write lyrics that can help people find peace if they're going through some difficult times. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I can. What's going on is with the 413 CD that we're still working on, obviously, mm-hmm. What's going on with that is it was a very dark time in my life. Things happened that I didn't really know how to deal with, and so I kind of came back to the music and said, you know, this has got to be my therapy. This is my therapy, and I didn't know any other way to cope with the situation other than to put it into lyrical form and to make it work. And I thought to myself, if I'm feeling this way, there's probably other people out there and other persons out there that they're probably having the same similar feelings that can relate to it, but they may not know how to musically or lyrically get that out and get it out of their system. So I said, I've got to step up to the plate and we're going to do this and see how it rolls, and hopefully somebody will find some peace and some comfort in it and understand that they're not alone.
The best songs, well, how I feel is the best songs are the songs that are relatable for other people. And, you know, it could be therapy for you, but also it could be therapy for the audience as well, which I think is an amazing thing.
I hope so. You know, that's really the goal here. It's not about, like I said, it was a very dark time in my life, you know, and it was just one of those things where I had to get it out of my system, and we're doing that, and I'm very blessed to have the bandmates that I have as well. They've really worked diligently and hard, and are just 100% rolling with it, and I couldn't ask for a better management team, and I tell you, like I said, I've been very blessed in a lot of areas. So.
Yes,
and we have good
definitely.
Radio, too, as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely love it. And can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Okay, I tell you what. Go to our Facebook page, okay? And mm-hmm. and it's a here's the difference, okay? They call it a fan page. I call it a friends page, okay? So we want everybody mm-hmm. that wants to, you know, that would like to go to our quote unquote fan page, friends page, on Facebook. Hit us up. You're going to catch everything there. We're fixing to launch a brand new website, which should be done. As a matter of fact, when I get done here, I've got a business meeting about that and everything else, which
nice.
Will probably be done within the next week or two, and we will get that out there on the Facebook page and let everybody know where to go. Stay tuned for all the up and coming things that are going on. We're very excited. We're probably. Yeah. So excited that we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but we have also come in and done this whole thing backwards to where most people take a different approach. We said, okay, we're going to take the backwards approach to this, and so far it's been working for us, and we're very pleased with the overall response that we're getting and with the support that we're getting from the people, and we really appreciate that.
It works, and you definitely have dedicated fans. I can tell you that. You definitely
right
do.
On.
Yes. And when your official website launches, you have to tell us so we can post it everywhere and spread the news. We have to do that.
I will personally call you up and let you know.
Wait.
How's that sound? That sound like
that
a deal?
That sounds brilliant. Love it. That sounds brilliant. Yeah. Thank you. And here's a fun question. What's it like for you when you're performing in front of a crowd? Do you get excited or pumped?
You know, it's always that first song for me personally. It's that first song, and once I get halfway through that, of course I'm nervous as all get out. Once I get through that first song, and I see what's going on with the crowd and the people that are appreciating what we're doing, everything just totally starts flowing, and I get relaxed, and I have a great time. And you know, as long as everybody else is having a great time, and everybody is trying to be positive about the situation, and we're not all out here, you know, getting ticked off at each other and trying to whip each other's rear ends, stuff like that, then, you know, I'm trying not to cuss on your show. I'm around this all the time, so I'm trying to be respectful.
That's hilarious.
You know, but
that's so funny.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, so... But I am trying
You're
to watch.
Truthful.
I mean, I am trying to
we
watch
like
by her. What's that?
You're truthful. We like that. You tell it how it is.
You know, I find that that's probably the best way for things to work out, actually.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
It beats sitting over here BSing each other, right? So.
True. That is true. That is true. And I like what you said about, you know, it's the audience. I mean, if the audience is, you know, clapping and screaming and all excited, that'll get soaked into you. Well, yeah.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And you'll start feeling that way. Yeah.
What's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly.
Without our friends and the way I look at each show and everything, I look at it like it's just one big practice with all my friends there, and that's the way I try to approach it for myself. And of course, everybody has their own little ritual that they do, you know, in the band or whatever, before the shows or after the shows or during the shows or whatever. And we're real excited about this new project. We've all come from various other bands, and we won't mention their names, but, you know, all of us have basically been on the road at some point or another. We've either A, roadied, teched, toured, played. So we're not strangers to the industry, and we know that, you know, it takes a lot. We are totally dedicated to what we're doing. That's why we're trying to iron out all the little kinks, because we worked very hard. It's been a real tough go on this project. Not in a bad way, but just in a way where we want to give our best so that people understand that, hey, you know, London's Dungeon is here. We're excited to be here. We're excited that you're excited that we're here, and we're excited that y'all are here. And we want to continue this. We want to continue this party as long as we can with all our friends.
Exactly. I'm excited to see what you have up your sleeve with the new projects and stuff. I'm very excited about that. That's really cool.
Yeah, and you know, and we're yeah. we're trying to we're. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I was also going to say, one of these days I have to see you perform live. It's on my bucket list.
Well, I tell you what, you're definitely, your neck of the woods is definitely on our list to get to.
Nice.
I was actually out there in Chicago not too long ago. I guess it's been about probably 4 or 5 months, and I was actually on the road with some friends of mine, and they were doing their tour and everything, and it was a real good time. So yeah, we blew through there and hung out for a second, but I love it up there. So it's looking forward to getting back and checking you guys out and hanging out with y'all for sure.
Would love that. We're huge fans. That'll be super cool.
Well, it will be super cool to have our friends with us and hanging out. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Hear that, friends?
Well, you know what? That's a good thing. Let me tell you, you can never have enough friends. So.
Exactly. You can never have enough friends. Perfectly said.
Exactly.
Love it. And
I'm still with you.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Oh, go ahead. I am gonna take direction from you. I'm so used to giving the directions. I would rather somebody ask me instead of me asking them. So.
It's a change.
I will let you ask the questions, and I'm just gonna answer. How does that sound?
You can talk anytime that you want. It's all good. You can have the floor.
This is your show. This is your show. This is your show, and I'm gonna go with your format. So let's do this. All right, we can do this. No, it's good. I'm having fun.
Well, I have a good question for you. This is a really, really good question. So what advice would you give to a new artist that is struggling to get their first song out there? That's a good song. That's a good question.
That's a great question, I tell you. Mm-hmm. For me, to answer that question, number one, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, and you have to believe in yourself and what you're doing, and love every minute of it, even the bad, you know, because you're gonna have to endure the bad as well as the good, and it's not always champagne and caviar wishes. It's usually a crappy food and cheap beer night. But anyway, but you really, really have to be adamant about being the best that you can do. Make sure you practice, because that's one thing that I think a lot of people are guilty of slacking on. You know, they start touring, they start doing their thing, and they go out on the road, and then they kind of get tired, they get burnt out, they stay up late, they might have indulged in too much activities of the night or whatever and whatnot. So staying grounded is definitely a good thing to do. You know, if you can go out and realize that, hey, you're there to do a job, you're there to also have a good time and hope everybody else has a good time. But when that job's over with, you have to keep focused and realize that, hey, you got another show tomorrow, so you got to get your rest. You know, you got to hang it up, and a lot of times it's hard to do.
Great advice, and exactly, very, very, very good advice for the new artists out there. Yes, exactly. Great, great, great advice. That could be on a T-shirt. The advice you gave, that could definitely be on a T-shirt.
Well, you know, there you go. See, you got a new T-shirt to come out with now.
See?
Does the Josie Show have any T-shirts? Because I want one.
They do, but I think we'll have to send you one because you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Really?
I'll have to send you one.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll send you one. I'll even sign it.
I'll wear it.
I'll sign it. Hey.
All right.
It'll work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe in your show, you know. When you contacted me and then I got you, you know, to contact my management team and everything, I thought, wow, you know, what a killer deal, because you're passionate about your show, you're passionate, you know, and the direction that you're wanting to go, and that was, I admired that, and that's why I agreed to do the show, and we're very excited to do that, and hope to be on here again, you know, as soon as we get everything worked out, all the kinks and everything, and bring it to the table for you 100%, so.
Absolutely. We would love to have you on. Definitely.
Well, we want
I agree.
To. We would love to be back on. Definitely.
Sweet. And I am passionate. I'm passionate about promoting great music and great people like yourself. I am definitely.
Well, thank you.
Doing that. Anytime.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to get to the next question. What did you have to say? Yeah, you're all good.
What's the next question?
All right, next question. Next question. I feel like I'm just keep doing questions. But do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
We are actually, what we're going to do is we are actually going to be performing. We're going to start our tour in October. Okay, we're going to push back, and we were hoping to get out in September, but we're going to push that back, and we're going to go out in October. We will be starting at Warren Fest at the Real Club in Fort Worth. Is on our agenda with just Pistoleros and possibly Faster Pussycat. We're looking very forward to doing that show with those guys. We love those guys, and then they're just really, really super fun to hang out with. And then after that, we're actually in the talks right now of doing some USO stuff. So we really want to try to get over to the troops and show our appreciation to them for what they do for our country and stuff like that. So we're really hoping to be able to do that this year as well and see what happens. And, of course, we want to make it, like I said, to your neck of the woods and everybody else's that we can. So we're going to start this out in October is what we're shooting for. And we hope to see everybody at least once this year, or once between now and 2012. But there's no guarantees that anything can happen at any given moment, but that's what we're shooting for. So we're hoping to get a couple of months out on the road before Christmas and then finish back up afterwards and get back out there again. So
awesome. Well, if any of you out there, the audience, are in the area of where London is touring, you got to go and check them out. You have to.
Yeah, come hang out with us. We love friends. We love friends, definitely. And go to our Facebook page as well. Get into the dungeon and become our friends. Don't become our fans. We're waiting for the finalized product and cuts on all the demo and everything and all the EP. As soon as that's out, we'll definitely you want to keep in touch, keep posted on what's going on in the dungeon. Go there, and as soon as it's out, we're just gonna shoot it all over the place. So we're gonna call everybody, including you, that we know, and say, hey, go over here and press play real quick. So
sounds great. I wouldn't be able to press that button fast enough. Sounds great. That's awesome. Well, I'm very excited about your new stuff, and congratulations. I think that's amazing.
Thank you. We're very excited too, as well.
Yeah. And you're gonna get a kick out of this next question. We get so many crazy answers. But do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share with us? I love that question.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it happens to me every time, and it kind of pisses me off because I'm trying to get over it. But as a matter of fact, anybody that watches closely, I mean myself personally. And I think everybody has their own quirks or whatever. But like I said, it's always the first half of the first song. It's almost like I'm going into seizure mode, which really sucks because my leg just shakes because I'm just trying to get it out of my, and my leg will just shake uncontrollably. And it's kind of embarrassing. Some people notice it, some people don't. It's kind of, so y'all look for that, and, we can laugh about it afterwards. I'm getting used to it, actually, but, it's always been that way. I'm just trying to work that one out, but, that's probably the most embarrassing thing that has happened to me other than just sound problems that you're going to run into. Mm-hmm. You can't have a perfect show every time, but we certainly like to try, so...
Exactly. Some uncontrollable technical difficulties. We get those all the time.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. If you really want to have a good laugh, catch the first half of a song on the first song, and you will watch that leg, and it will be moving violently, like I'm about ready to kick somebody or kick myself out or go into see somebody. It's just crazy. It's actually kind of funny. If I had to say it was embarrassing, then yeah, that would probably be the most embarrassing thing that I've had happen to me. Other than that, I pretty much just get out there and have a good time and have a blast with all our friends that are there. So
exactly. Now people, since you said this on the show, now people are going to be looking for it.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. So let's get it out on the table right now. So you might as well. But yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, they can definitely expect to probably see that, unless I can just like tie it down with a weight or something, then it's funny. I think it's funny. But we all have to laugh at ourselves in some way, shape, or form. So.
You have to laugh at yourself. You have to.
Absolutely.
I do it all
Absolutely.
The time. Yeah. we have a fan question here. Stephen Remy, who's from Top 5 Gone Wild, asks, what was the craziest thing you have ever had to sign? That's a fun question.
The craziest thing I've ever signed besides butts and boobs is going to be, I have signed just about everything from Coke cans to butts and boobs, like I said, to shirts, to guitars, to you name it. I have probably signed it, except for somebody's firstborn child. So.
Well, now you still have room for another thing, I guess.
There you go. That's on my list. So.
That's hilarious. What a fun question, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah. let's see here. What is your favorite vacation spot that you've ever had to travel to?
Wow. My favorite vacation spot. Wherever the party's at now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm really partial to a lot of different things when we have off time and stuff like that. I love the beach, obviously. I love Tennessee. Love Florida. I have several places that I really like. I love the mountains as well, and Colorado and all that stuff. So there's a lot of places that I really, really just appreciate and enjoy when we have the time and to go and, you know, hang out or whatever and get away for a second. But that's far and few between right now. I do believe that we try to treat being on the road not only as work but as a vacation as well. So if we have a day where we can get out and see some things, you know, we try to do that as well and try to see some things that while we're passing through. We don't always get to do that. It just depends on how far the next show is between the night before. So, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I do. I love Florida though. I really do.
Absolutely, getting to travel everywhere. That sounds. I would love to do that. We have to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it does wear you out though.
Oh yeah. Stephen Remy in the chat room also asked, what part of Florida does he enjoy and like the most? I'm guessing he's from Florida.
All right, right on. I love over there by Fort Lauderdale. I'm hoping to get to the Keys here real soon just to chill out. Got some friends out there that I want to go hang out with. They're also musicians as well. And so you gotta love Disney World. You know, I mean, if you go to Florida, you got to go to Disney World, correct? So I'm taking up that. I'm a big kid at heart, so.
Love it. Oh, yeah. You always have to go to Disney World.
Absolutely.
And let's see. Oh, RevaFan4 Forever asks in the chat room, do you have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter? Yes, and you know, I am usually not on there because I am so bloody busy, it seems like, here lately, that I have been, it's crazy, Josie, for real. I need to probably pay attention to that a little bit more, but I do have one, and I will post that on the band page for y'all.
Awesome.
So any information that y'all are requesting or whatever, I'll make sure that it gets posted up. Make sure that our management team posts that for y'all, and y'all can hit me up and love to talk to y'all. Sure, definitely.
Follow, friend, and like. You have to do all that.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. You know, I'm like everybody else. I wish there was more hours in the run of a day because I just don't have time to do everything. But we're trying.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely trying. And I think social networking sites are really great for, you know, meeting fans all around the world. And, I mean, how cool is it, you know, when you're talking to someone online and then they come to one of your shows and they're like, hey, I talked to you. That must be an amazing
feeling. You know, I love that. I love that. I think that means more to me than some other things, because it's like, wow, you know, these people actually, this person of persons has actually appreciates what we're doing enough to come out and say, hey, and that to me is the biggest compliment besides, you know, everybody enjoying the music. That's the biggest compliment for me. And, being able to meet people that, you know, are on the list, on our friends list or whatever, or even my personal side or whatnot, and being able to meet them in person. I'm one of those guys, I want to meet everybody in the world if I can. You know, obviously I can't, but the more people that I get to meet, the happier I am. I'm a very social person, and just, you know, try to find the good and whatever I can. Sometimes you can't do that, but it is what it is. It's called life, so.
You try.
I do try, definitely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you know what? We actually ran out of time, but I had so much fun talking with you. We have to get you back on. We have to.
Absolutely. I had a blast talking with you, too, and thank you so much for having us, and we'll definitely let everybody know. You know, go hit us up on our Facebook fan page, friends page. And as soon as we get all the little kinks ironed out in the for the EP and everything, we will certainly shoot that to you. Hope to hear from you again soon, and hope to talk to y'all real soon, Josie. I appreciate everything so much, and thank you for having us on the show.
Anytime, and I'm so glad you came on the show. Thank you. We'll have to get you back.
You're very much welcome. Very much welcome.
I will talk to you soon. Yeah.
Very soon, I hope. All right, thank you. You have a good evening and a good weekend, all right?
You too. Take care.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the awesome London. And now before we wait for our next guest here, I want to just talk a little bit about what we have here on The Josie Show, what we have to offer. Because we have some amazing things. So we want to tell you guys about something here at The Josie Show. We make it easy. All you have to do is just call our 24-hour contact line, call us and leave a message, or record something, and then we will play it on the air. Shout-outs are always welcome. Birthday shout-outs are always welcome to a family member or a friend. Or pre-taped questions for the guests that week are always welcome. So just send us a voice message, and we will definitely play it on the air. And also join our forums, please, with all my heart. Join our forums. We always have some fun things in there, news or fun topics, or, I mean, we have everything to, like, book topics and just everything. It's crazy. So you have to check that out. Also a fun feature, I can't talk now, a fun feature called Ask Josie on our website, where you can ask any questions you have for me, and I will respond. I love answering questions as much as I love asking questions. I think it's just because I love to talk and type. But that's another story. So please send me tons of questions. I love answering, and I love getting to know everybody. And also, we have some new items added. A little birdie told me that we have some new items added to our Cafe Press, our Josie Show store, that I'm very excited about. I believe we have some new jewelry. We have some jewelry, and which I'm very excited about. We have to get some jewelry, because I'm a jewelry fanatic, and just the thought of having my face on jewelry is beyond me, and I think that's the coolest thing ever. So I hope you guys check that all out. And we have everything from iPhone cases to baby clothes to everything, shirts, pants, I mean everything. We have everything. Everything that you want is right there. Also remember, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. And any podcast website, you can probably find us. All you have to do is Google The Josie Show, and everything that I've ever been on, anything, is just right, pops up. That's the best thing about the internet. And also check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name, The Josie Show. Well, our name's not new anymore, but it's new to me. I sometimes keep forgetting what our name is. But since I'm a huge social network fanatic, it's true. I have it on my cell phone. That just shows you how much of a fanatic I am. So follow, friend me on Facebook, and you can check that out. All you have to do is just type in my name, I believe, or all you have to do is type in The Josie Show in that Facebook search, and I should pop up under entertainment. I should pop up. And if I don't, contact me anywhere, and I'll give you guys the link. Also, Twitter, our Twitter page, my personal page is twitter.com/Josie1995, J-O-S-I-E-1995. And also, our official Twitter page for The Josie Show is twitter.com/Josie Show. I'm super excited because I believe we passed 5,000 followers, 5,000 plus. So I think that's really, really exciting. Thank you guys so much for following. We appreciate every follower out there. On my personal and my personal Twitter, Josie1995, and on Josie Show, I always respond to any questions or respond to anything. I love to type, as I mentioned. So if you just give me a response, or reply, give me a message, I'll reply like ASAP. It's not even funny. And now I kind of want to go through this huge list that we have while we wait for our guest. Hopefully everything is okay. So next week, here's our huge long list, our lineup of shows. Next week we have Lori Greco and another combined interview with The Josie Show and Top 5 Gone Wild. Both Stephen, Rummy, and I spoke with the great duo, Love and Theft, and we will bring you that interview next week. August is almost completely booked as well. We've been booking fools. Seriously, we have. We have singer and songwriter Sean Ash, singer Rick Cuevas, the band Seven Horses, the band Seven Prophets. August 12th, I'm so excited. August 12th is our first segment of Teens with Dreams. You can read about that in our forums. We'll feature our very first teen that night. Her name is Michelle Fail, and she is amazing, such a wonderful teen. And I actually got to spend time with her and other teen show host on Blog Talk Radio, Teen Groove on the Move host Lenore Luca. We got to spend time together in Nashville, and it was so much fun. These are wonderful teens, and we're doing a great thing. And also, we have the band Janani. Also, I told you we have a huge list. We have a group with a great new sound called The Family. Then we have Levi Riggs, Heather Alvarez, singer Ellie Mae Kay, and Zoe Myers. And we have started booking for September, and our first guest of the month will be The Sierras. And we will be bringing back the James McCollum Project. Do you guys remember the James McCollum Project? They were awesome. And I get to talk to them again and catch up on everything else that they're doing, all the new stuff. So that is very, very exciting. So, yes, huge lineup of guests, and I pretty much blabbed on and on. You probably didn't even get a word of that. But you could check it out on josieshow.com, and you could see everyone that's on there that I mentioned, pictures, bio, and video of their latest work. So check that out. Every Friday night here at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So, all right, it looks like our next guest here has arrived. So everyone, please, please, please give a warm welcome to Dylan Dixon. All right, let's see if we can get him on. Hello, Dylan?
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing grand, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I'm very, very excited to talk to you.
Well, thanks.
Anytime. Well, let's get started because I'm very, very excited to get the chance to interview you. I've been looking forward to it. So what are your earliest memories from when you started performing?
Oh, wow. I probably when I was still in my single digits, the very first concert I went to was Glenn Campbell, of all things. And it was an outdoor picnic, and we had these long sticks or something that we were playing with, and I turned around to everybody and played air guitar, kind of like Glenn Campbell did, and I think that was my first performance ever. But then, I guess that got the ball rolling, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, awesome.
So, but are you talking about like, when did I first start getting serious about it?
Yeah, when did you start realizing that this is what you wanted to do as a career?
Well, I'd have to say it was my freshman year of college when I was playing in a fun rock cover band, and I was totally into U2 back then and all that. And we used to play a lot of that kind of music. And when I found out that I was kind of good at it, I said, maybe I should try doing this. And then I left that school and applied to music school. And I went in and did it that way.
Very, very cool. That's awesome. And we're glad you pursued it because you're great. I'm a huge fan, and we think you're amazing.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Anytime, anytime. And here's a fun question. Who would you say are your biggest musical influences or mentors that you have along the way?
Wow, I would have to definitely say Sting is one of them, Sting from The Police. Mm-hmm. I would have to say James Taylor has been a definite influence. Now, when I say influence, I don't really mean I emulate their sound or try to sound what they sound like.
Right.
But I certainly did develop tools from them, from listening so much to them. Yeah, Sting, James Taylor. I really appreciate John Mayer and what he's done for acoustic rock, as well as Dave Matthews. They've stretched it to wonderful leaps and bounds that still keep us hip, you know, for us musicians who are still trying to chase that.
Absolutely. Such a great list you got there, too. Very, very cool.
But yeah, it goes on forever. It's really not fair to ask that question because I listen to so many different types of music, and I love so many different types of music, and I'm influenced by so many different types of music. It's very plentiful, I shall say.
Yeah, which is a great thing. You always have to, you know, have a mix of different genres that you like. You always have to.
Exactly.
Good thing.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out?
I just had a song that was recorded by Ronnie Millsap, a country artist. And he, the record just came out last week. Did come out last week. And I have a song on there called Olinda that he cut of mine that me, Stacy Weidelitz, and Burton Collins wrote together. Real fun song, real up-tempo kind of fun thing.
Yeah.
He put horns on it and everything, and it was pretty cool.
Love it. And I'm very excited because we do have a few songs of yours that we want to play tonight. So let's start out with your song titled Invisible. So please stay with me and we'll play that now. Sound
great.
Okay?
Wonderful.
Awesome. Here it is, Invisible. Oh, what happened? Technical difficulty. Here we go.
Baby, you always stop singing when I walk into the room. Just the other night, why did you stop dancing when I caught you in the kitchen with the broom? A part of you, you still keep all to yourself when I'm around. Sometimes I wish I was invisible, baby. I stand in the doorway, you're driving me crazy with every simple natural thing. was invisible. I'd go crazy every morning just seeing you put up your hair. And I'd ride shotgun with you on your way to work just to watch you walking in when you got there. Baby, I'd love to see all those things you keep for me when I'm around. Sometimes I wish I was invisible, baby. I stand in the doorway, you're driving me crazy with every simple natural thing that you do. Sometimes I wish that I could disappear, so baby, without you knowing I'm here, I can fall in love all over again with the way that you move. Cause when we're all alone and you don't know that I'm watching, you're so beautiful. Sometimes I wish I was invisible.
Invisible by Dylan Dixon. And it looks like you're a fan.
All wow.
Right. Yeah, you have a fan back here. That was my producer. awesome. Love that song. And can you tell us a little bit about the making of this song?
Well, I wrote it with a very good friend of mine, Brett James. Here in Nashville, and it's actually a pretty interesting story. I woke up that morning that he and I wrote that song. We actually wrote it in Reba McEntire's building on Music Row, mm-hmm. the Starstruck building. And I had about 103 degree temperature, 104. I was miserable. Ooh. I was so sick. I just got the flu. And fortunately, I got it that day. Like, I woke up in the morning and I'm driving in and I'm going, God, I don't feel good at all. And we wrote. The funny thing is it was just kind of like a dream for me. I just remember the chorus carrying on, going da da ba do ba do ba do ba do ba do. That's all I can remember because I went straight to the doctor after the session. And what was great, we wrote it in about 2.5 hours. So it was like quick. We sat down and we were messing around with some musical stuff, and
very cool.
We just got to talking, and it kind of evolved into something inside of 2 hours, which was great.
Nice. 2 hours for song. That's amazing.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, but. when it does, you're scared to death because you're like, oh my gosh, did we write a hit or did we write, you know, a piece of trash, you know?
Right. That's hilarious. Well, it's a great, great, great song. Everyone loves it. Can you actually give us the link to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Oh, most definitely. I'm at www.facebook.com/DylanDixon, DillonDixon. I have a fan page, too, on www.ReverbNation.com/DylanDixon. And the Dylan Dick Band, I have two sites there for both projects that I'm working on. So, yeah, you can get me there. I also have a MySpace account and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is Dylan Dixon, which is, I'm very lucky. The only thing I don't have right now is DylanDixon.com because that is under repair, shall we say.
All right. Well, when it comes up, you have to tell us so we can spread the news.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Anytime. I would love to. And let's see here. Oh, we have some fan questions in the chat room. So Reba Fan for Forever asks, would you ever do a duet with would you ever do a duet with Reba?
With Reba? Oh, most definitely. You know,
One
thing I admire about Reba is she can duet with almost anybody and make it work. There's a lot of duets that don't work, but Reba is she is such a pro that she, you know, I'd have to keep up with her. It wouldn't be the other way. So yes, I would do that in a minute. She's incredible. The fact that she's had such a long career and prosperous one the entire way, I think is just to be commended. Wonderful. She's an angel.
Absolutely. And I agree. You do have to do a duet with Reba. I think that would be really cool.
Okay. That sounds like
you
a great
have to do it. You have to. Someone has to do a petition or something because you have to make that happen.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And let's see. Stephen Remy from Top 5 Gone Wild asks, what inspires you to write your songs?
What inspires me to write my songs? Well, being in Nashville for so long and becoming a songwriter, you know, it's so hard to call yourself that unless, you know, you really do it every day. And that's what I do. I do it every day. And I guess I get my inspiration through life. A lot of people get their inspiration through a lot of bling and you know, all different kinds of, I don't know, material things.
Nonsense. Yeah.
And I've learned, you know, hanging out with countless hit songwriters and writing with some and chatting with some, and we love to dig deep here in town because that's where you go to sleep at night. And if you can't go to sleep at night with yourself happily, you know, with who you are and how you feel and if you're contributing to society, you know, we try to get into there to prove to everybody that, can't you see, it's all right, you know? So you had a bad day, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what you get to do. You get to live, you know? I like to write about that. I do a lot of secular music. I do a lot of inspirational music. And when I sit down and write, that's where I start. You know, and a lot of my buddies are being like, man, don't get all serious on me now, man. Come on. You know, and we'll have to, you know, write a pop tune or something. But anyway.
but I do love the music that you write because they are relatable, and that's the most important thing for an audience, I feel. I love that.
Most definitely. I mean, look at Taylor Swift. I mean, she writes songs about real life, about real things, and I mean, you don't have to like her music, or you do, but that girl can write a song. She can really write a song.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. I agree. And we have another one of your great songs here tonight to play, so please stay with me. We're going to play Pockets. We'll be right back.
Oh, Yeah, wonderful. This is my band. This is the Dylan Dixon band.
Sweet. So here it is. I'm excited. Here's Pockets.
Down my pockets, looking for change if I know that you're gone. Do you still have me in your locket, or is my picture laying on the bedroom floor, behind another man's door, watching it all unravel, leaving me nothing but your. Pockets inside out. Whoa, 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 whoa. With this thread and needle, I'm finding the holes and ways you slipped away. Do you enjoy your freedom? 'Cause I'm a prisoner on the bedroom floor, behind another man's door, watching it all unravel, leaving me nothing but your loose ends. So I've been taking it, letting out, ditching up, pulling down, and now I'm standing with my pockets inside. Oh,
And that was Pockets by the Dylan Dixon Band. So, Dylan, can you tell us a little bit about the members of the Dylan Dixon Band and the roles that you guys play?
Wonderful. Well, I play all the acoustic guitars that you hear on the record. There's a few electric that I put down, but primarily acoustic and vocals. I do vocals. And then we have a saxophone player who plays soprano and tenor saxes, as well as a percussion, and his name is Jeffrey Scott Wills. And then on bass, we have a gentleman by the name of John Bame, and on drums, John Toomey. And
nice.
John's out right now with Jason Jones, and John Bame is playing. We're in a bunch of different bands, and these guys are really, really busy, and we have got to, we just came off a really huge show up in Kentucky, and we just like took a month off. So, you know, I haven't talked to the guys in a while, so we're excited about getting back on track and working on the second record, actually.
Sweet. Oh, that's so cool. I'm so excited. Well, when that comes out, we have to have you back on so we could play some of them.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Thanks.
Awesome. And you guys sound so great together. You guys are great together. So, yes, everyone check out the Dylan Dixon Band. Make sure you do that. That has to be top of your priority. and you also have had some of your music featured in films, such as Terminator 3, Live Free or Die Hard, and Scream. Were these your songs that they asked to use in these films, or did you write them specifically for the film itself? Always wanted to ask.
Oh, great question, actually, and that, that varies a lot, especially when it comes to film work and the stuff that I do. For example, Terminator 3, I actually got a script and, you know, read it right down with the music director. And he's a good buddy of mine by the name of Marco Beltrami. And what happens a lot, what I like to do when I work with composers is I'll take the theme of their music. You know how when in most movies you hear the heroine or the hero will have like this kind of theme music, like when you hear
Indiana Jones,
you hear that bum ba dum bum bum.
Yeah.
You know that's him. Well,
exactly.
What I do is I try to take those little bits of familiarity, and I try to write basically the opening credits or the ending credits song, which is basically a summation of events throughout the movie. And a lot of times I have to squeeze that down just to maybe two events, you know, in order to get the song in. But it varies. Sometimes I pitch songs that are already written that would be considered for the film. That happened to get cut that way. But my favorite ways of doing them are when I'm actually called and commissioned to write for the film. That really puts me in a fun kind of way, because really when you write that way, you're kind of acting like the actors do. You know?
I think that's so cool. I've always been interested in how that works.
Yeah.
I've always wanted
to know. I mean, like I said, there's no one way that it works, but having fun's getting there, you know. You get to meet a lot of really creative people, and you get to hang out with a lot of really smart people that really are efficient, their work, and they're quick. So you've got to be sharp.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. Here's a good question. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
No, actually, not right now. We'll be over in Austria for August and September. And then we're going to reconvene back here in October. I think we're working on some dates right now up in Minnesota.
Sounds great. Well, let me know when you're in the Illinois area. I'll have to check it out.
You got it. Thanks, Jess. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We're actually running out of time, but I do have a fun question for you my all-time favorite question. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
On-stage embarrassing moments?
Yeah. Hopefully none. Let me just say that.
I can't really. Not so much embarrassing as much as nerves. I can't say I've ever been embarrassed. Like if I have, it had nothing to do with music. It was probably in the theater when I was acting or something, and I would, screw up a line or something. That would be embarrassing. But really, the thing I battle with is nerves. They hit me any different way. I guess I was really, really nervous when I played for Phil Collins, and that kind of wigged me out when he was in the audience.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
That made me nervous because I'm just a huge fan. I can count on one hand how many heroes I have, and he's one of them. He and Sting are definitely two heroes of mine, and so that would be a better question, because I could probably give you 100, different incidences where I was so nervous or I was just like, oh man. But the reward's great.
Yeah.
If you stop getting nervous and you walk out there like you're in your bathrobe, in your house, that I think that's a little too casual, depending on the kind of music that you portray. But anyway, it would be nerves for sure, more so than an embarrassing moments. I think a good embarrassing moment was when I sang the national anthem out in Denver, Colorado, and it was coming through the loudspeakers, and I went, "For the land of the free." I cracked on the land of the free, and it was heard for miles. That definitely was embarrassing. It took me a moment because I don't have too many of those, but that really scarred me for life.
Well, it happens. You're not a professional unless something like that happens, and it shows the audience you're a real person, and that definitely happens.
Yeah, definitely. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had so much fun talking with you, and we have to get you back on. I had such
Please
a great
do,
time.
Josie. Anytime. Yeah. I'd love to keep you informed with what's going on with the evolution of these projects that we're working on. And I would love to stay in touch. That would be great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Any way we could help or promote, I'm your girl. I can do it. We'd love to.
You got it. We'll be hitting you up all the time then.
Sounds great, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks again. Take
Thanks
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. Had a great talk with Dylan Dixon. He's awesome. Everyone check out the music of Dylan Dixon and his band, the Dylan Dixon Band. Also tonight we'll bring you an exclusive interview with the wonderful Lauren Rainey. The Josie Show teamed up with Stephen Remy of the very popular Top 5 Gone Wild show for this interview, and we'll play that for you right now. So let's see here if we can get that on. Cross our fingers, no techie difficulties.
Hello everyone and welcome to the show. I am your rumster, Stephen Remy from the Top 5 Gone Wild.
And I'm Josie Pasentino from The Josie Show, and our two shows have teamed up today for an amazing interview.
Now, without further ado, please make welcome one of my biggest inspirations, the multi-talented and amazing, the one, the only, the Lauren Rainey.
Wow, I'm an inspiration to you?
You are definitely the biggest inspiration for me, yes.
thank you, Stephen. That's sweet.
Same here. We love you. We're super excited that you're joining us today.
Well, I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
All right. Now, before we get started, I got to ask, how is your son Hudson doing?
Hudson is wonderful. He was 3 months old, July 6th, and he's delicious. He's awesome.
Awesome.
He's adorable. I've seen a picture of him, and he is so, so precious.
Thank you. And if you want to see hundreds more pictures, you can go to Facebook and look at them as well. He's great. He's cute, cutie. He's fat. I love it.
Oh, how adorable.
All right. Well, as many of our listeners know, and as you know too, I had such a great time hanging out with you and Wes last year during the Rascal Flatts show here in Tampa, Florida. But I would like to know is how did that opportunity come about, and what was it like working with Wes during the show?
Well, it was, the second part of the question, working with Wes, it was awesome. He's a fantastic host. He's an amazing talent. He's an actor in L.A. He's so wonderful inside and out. He's very smart. We got along great. We meshed well, and I think that they chose, the two perfect people to get together and to put on a good show at all the Rascal Flatts concerts. The opportunity came to me. I have an agent here in town, and he called me and said Rascal Flatts was looking for a host for their summer tour, and he thought that I would do well. So he sent in my demo reel, and they chose some people for the, to narrow it down. And then they wanted us to do our own video, and they wanted us to kind of act like we were at a show and what we would say and how we'd say it. And so I did that, and it was funny. I was at a wedding at the beach, and my agent called me. This was Saturday night, and we were in North Carolina at the beach. He called me. He said, they need a video, and you need to send it in by midnight tomorrow. And I was, we were supposed to be driving 12 hours the next day. So anyway, so we left super early. I got home. I took a 20-minute nap, got up, got ready, all dolled up. And I did my video, and I sent it in. And then I was one of the two final girls, and we actually did an in-person audition with some of the management. And that's when I first met Wes. Him and I, they chose him. They didn't even choose another guy to compete with him. They chose him. And then both girls, we had to interact with him. And then they chose both of us, and we found out 3 days before we pulled out of Nashville to go to North Carolina for the first show. So it was very, very quick and a lot of fun.
That is awesome, and they definitely picked a great girl to do it, too.
Thank you, Steve. I think so, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And so let's talk a little bit about your video, Crazy in Love. Not only did your video make a huge hit because it's amazing, but you also recorded it on the HTC Evo from spring. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, this is when iPhone was coming out, and I've never been one for – I mean, the iPhones were great, but A, I'm on Sprint, and B, everyone was using the iPhone for everything, and kind of, it wasn't special, in my opinion. Even though it's super cool, I just didn't think it was that great. And, it's just, everyone was using it. So that was when the Evo was coming out as well, and not much was being talked about the Evo. And I actually, this is another Rascal Flatts moment, I met Dan Hesse, the CEO of Sprint, at our, where were we, Lake Tahoe show last summer. It was a celebrity golf tournament, and Dan Hesse, CEO of Sprint, was there, and I saw him, and that was when he was doing all of the Sprint commercials, and I really liked him in the commercials. I kind of looked at him as like a surrogate dad or whatever, so I went up to him, and I said, I introduced myself, and him and his wife were so sweet and generous, and it just hit me, right then. I said, I'm about to do a video, because I was going to do a video for Crazy in Love. But then I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I did it on the HTC Evo? So I told him my idea, and he said, well, that's really neat. I'd never thought about that. He gave me his card, told me to keep in touch. So the next week I got home and emailed him, and by the end of the week he had sent an Evo to me. as a gift.
Oh,
so
wow.
This was before, right before they came out, so I felt super special. And and so by probably 3 weeks after that, I was doing the video. And then I sent it to them, and Sprint loved it, and they kind of used it for a little marketing. So that was, it was a really cool story.
That is a cool story. It's so unique, and I think it's a great idea, and it looks so great in the music video, too.
Thank you. We had, I have a friend, Bill Felipiak, who is in production here in Nashville, and he found out about my idea, and he wanted to help. So he did it all for nothing, and he edited the video, and I planned out the video. I knew the shot, you know, that I wanted. So him and I both directed it, and then he produced it, and there you go.
Well, it definitely turned out as a very great video, too.
Thank you.
And I also love seeing your husband come in at the end of it, too.
Yeah. Spencer made a little cameo at the end. He doesn't, you know, he moves here for songwriting, but he's so phenomenal on camera and on stage, but he just doesn't, you know, it's not his heart. So I had to twist his arm to be in just a little bit of the video, and but I thought he was very handsome.
So what did he think about being in that video anyway?
Oh, he loved it. Any crazy idea I have, he is very supportive and he loves it, and he will do anything to help me, you know, get where I want to be. So he's a wonderful, wonderful partner.
That's what it's about.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you posted as well as being a segment reporter for CMT shows such as CMT Insider and Custom Built.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And which is your greater passion, having such great roles as these or making your amazing music?
Gosh, it's funny that you ask me that now because I've been thinking about that. it's kind of been on my mind the past year. I'll tell you, and this is kind of funny, I never get nervous when I go on hosting auditions or acting auditions, but I still get nervous when I go on stage to sing. And I don't know why, because I've been a singer much longer than I've been a host. I don't know if one is greater than the other. Singing is a totally different thing to me. It's much more personal. I really can't describe it more than that. It's a more personal talent, in my opinion.
Right.
Hosting is easy. I can host all day, every day. So that isn't really pushing the envelope for me. Singing and songwriting is probably pushing myself more. So I want to continue doing that. Until I've kind of mastered that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And with singing, too, you can get down on, you know, your fans' level, too, and, you know, sing to them, and it's more of a personal thing, like you said.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, Josie, and I, you know, music, there's nothing like music, you know. You can hear a song, and you remember where you were the first moment you heard it, or you can even smell what you were, you know, smelling. When that song, you know, came on and you were with somebody special or, you know, some big event happened. And, I mean, music is just powerful. You know, it's definitely more personal. Hosting, however, I try to make that as personal as I can. I think Stephen will attest to Wes and I, we really tried to get on everyone's level when we were hosting the Rascal Flatts tour. You know, I think some hosts can be more standoffish, but I love, love, love getting to know the people I'm interviewing and the fans at Rascal Flatts concert. I mean, those people were paying customers. They came to that show because, you know, one or all of the songs touched them in a special way. And I really wanted to figure out why they were there. And Stephen was a, you know, perfect person to interview there, you know, because I know that he just loves them and country music alike. So anyway, you know, the singing and hosting are both my loves, but I think singing is much more personal.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. I with you during that interview, and I was really touched and amazed at how much you really got in depth with me during that interview, too.
Well, that's what's fun to me. I think getting to know people on a personal level, I can do that for days. You know, you can always learn something from every single person, and I love doing that, so.
So, Lauren, who or what inspired you to start into the music and entertainment industry?
Who or what? Well, many people. When I was little, my mom we were always in the car going somewhere. She had oldies on constantly. And so I learned all of the oldies, probably first and foremost. And I would just imagine myself on stage singing He's a Rebel, which you, Josie and Steven, are way too young to remember, I'm sure. and even I'm too young to remember it, but I just know it because I used to listen to them in my mom's car. But I used to dream about singing on stage, singing that. So I think from early on, I wanted to be on stage singing, and then I started writing. I wrote my first song when I was 10. And, you know, it just kind of evolved, and then I started listening to country. And I would say Reba McEntire and Martina McBride are my two. Shania Twain, I should have said her first. She's my first and foremost. just because she's such a dynamic performer. But, you know, those three, I think, inspired me to keep going and to want to pursue it more. So, yeah, those are three dynamic ladies.
How cool. I like how you're, you know, so open to different genres, too.
Oh, I love all kinds of music. I don't want to offend anyone. Death metal is probably my one music that I can't get into. But I love it all. I mean, I love classical. I love big band. I love obviously country and pop. And I even like rap and R&B. So yeah, I'm a love of music.
Love it, love it.
Lover of
music. Love it, love it. And can you tell us a little bit about where you draw your ideas from, or what things inspire you for the songs that you write and different things that you do in your career?
Well, I always try to write different sounding music. I don't ever want to write a song that, you know, sounds like another or a cookie cutter. So first and foremost, you know, I try to do a weird sounding melody, weird, cool. And I really try to do my phrasing differently than the other songs that are on the radio, because I like, you know, I like variety and I like to be different. You know, so, yeah, I do that, and then my ideas come from just everyday things. Love and past loves and past hurts, that's always fun to write about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's usually, you know, they're usually love songs, I will say. It's easiest to write about. Everyone's been in love. I've been in love many times.
Yeah, very relatable songs too, like that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, that's my number one, I think. That people will hear it and go, I totally have thought the same thing, but I've never heard it put like that. That's how I want people to hear.
Kind of like going back to your song "Crazy in Love." Every time I hear that, I just get addicted to it and have to play it over and over and over again. I just love that song.
Yeah, I mean, the first line is, "I love being with you, but too much of just you freaks me out." I mean, how fun is that for a first line? And that's
perfect.
That came from, you know, I've dated this guy that I really love, but, you know, I don't know if I want to commit, and so too much of them is a little too much, you know.
All right, so what do you hope to see accomplished or have had accomplished in the next 5?
Well, gosh, a lot.
yeah.
I mean, I'd love to have songs on the radio high in the charts. You know, I'd love a number one hit for sure. But I also, you know, would love to be on TV as well. Whether that is the newfound love of reality shows, which I have now. I love reality shows.
Oh my gosh.
I am a Real Housewives of Everything junkie. New Jersey is my favorite. I was really bummed that they did not ask me to be a Real Housewife for music theory, which I hear is in production. So if anyone out there is listening, please ask me. But no, I just, I'd love to be on TV. I just love, I love production. I love cameras and I love radio too. I've thought about starting a radio show and, you know, you guys are doing that and you really love it and
yeah.
So, you know, in 5 to 10 years, I want to keep doing what I'm doing, which is a lot of things, but on a bigger level.
I do agree. We need to hear you more, you know, on the radio and on TV and just someone start a petition. We need to see you everywhere.
Yes, someone start that petition, dang it.
We will start it. We will start it.
Thank you.
You heard it first.
Thank you.
And I'm really surprised that they haven't asked you to do that, Housewives of Nashville.
I know, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they probably don't. But they, maybe they thought I'd steal a show. I'm just kidding.
Petition, petition.
No, I have really no drama. The only thing I'd add to the show, a Real Housewives show, I think is humor, maybe.
Yes, humor.
Other than that, I have no drama.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good.
Or maybe Rascal Flatts will hire you back.
Yes. But unless they provide me a bunk that little Hudson can be in, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go.
Correct. That's true. And you've appeared in a few music videos, such as Proud of the House We Built by Brooks and Dunn and Pretty Good at Drinking Beer by Billy Currington.
Yes.
Which are my two favorites. Can you tell us what process you have to go through to get in a music video?
Usually you get an agent out here, and and the production companies will email the agent. They'll say what they're looking for. And then the agents will send them, you know, what they think, who they think they might choose, and then the production companies choose the people to come auditioning. And that's kind of the way it works. Proud of the House We Built, I didn't even have an agent at that point. My friend Joe Turner told me about the audition, and Spencer is in that video with me. Him and I went to the audition. And then we got cast as the, quote, hippie couple. They needed a couple that was hippie. I guess it was Spencer's long hair that did it. But we filmed that day. I loved it. Spencer, after that, said he would never do another music video again. It was a long, long process. You're usually there for hours and hours and hours. You know, a lot of waiting, but it's just kind of fun. So Proud of the House We Built was super fun. Pretty Good at Drinking Beer was a lot of fun as well. And I was actually just in the latest Sarah Evans video that's not even out yet, so I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
So what can you tell us a little bit about the Sarah Evans thing?
Well, it was we just shot Monday, would have been 2 weeks ago. The song is called My Heart Can't Tell You No. She's actually doing a Rod Stewart remaking a Rod Stewart song. It's a great song. She sounds beautiful. She is beautiful in the video. I think it's going to be a good video. I play the wife of the cheating man. He has a girlfriend on the side, and I play the wife, and we have a run-in with the girlfriend at a grocery store. So that's all I'll tell you, but it's a great video, or it's a great song, a great concept, so I'm sure the video is going to be amazing. Peter Zavadil was the director, and he's directed so many wonderful videos around here, so I'm sure he's going to do a great job.
That scene must have been very fun to make.
It was a ton of fun. My fake husband, Barton, was a lot of fun, and I told him that he's going to have to watch out, that my husband might not like it when he saw the video.
Yeah. Uh-oh, trouble. And, when we watch videos, it looks like everyone is having a blast. Can you tell us what it's like behind the scenes in shooting a music video?
Well, like I said, it's a lot of waiting. A lot of people don't love waiting, so some of the extras get a little annoyed that they're there for so long, but it just is what it is. You need to take a book, you need to take snacks, and you need to take drinks, so
yes,
you are prepared. I took my book, A Place of Yes, by Bethany Frankel, for this last video. So I was fine. I read and that, you know, you get to meet people and talk. And that's another thing behind the scenes that's really cool, because you get to meet everyone and everyone has their own story and you make connections, and it's a really cool time. You know, if you go going with a good mindset. It's a lot of fun.
And going back to the pretty good at drinking beer, I just want to test this up. You were a great part of the video, but we didn't see much of you in there.
I know. You know, it just, it sometimes it's a crapshoot. It's funny. I invited my two friends, Lainey Edwards, and Jessica Edwards to be in the video. My agent said I could ask some friends. And they were in it quite a bit more, which they're beautiful, and I love that they were. I wasn't jealous at all. it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, the cameras shoot so much video, you never know what they're going to use, so you just kind of have to wait it out and watch.
Right. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, crazy in love.
There you go.
Well, are you guys, can I ask this, how do you guys know each other?
We actually are dating.
Yeah. Oh, are you crazy in love?
Yes,
very much so.
Oh, I love it. Well, Josie, you seem like a sweetheart, and Steven's great, so I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but we did love having you join us today, and I hope to be able to talk to you once again sometime down the road.
I love being here. Good luck with you guys' show. I'm really proud of you, Steven. Awesome. And Josie, you're just adorable. And I wish you guys all the best, too. Thank you for having me. It was a ton of fun.
Anytime, but before we go, we were actually wondering, can you tell our listeners where they could purchase your music and check your work online before we go?
Absolutely. LaurenRainey.com. Rainey with an EY. You can purchase everything there. You can see all the videos. I have some Rascal Flatts videos. I have my Crazy in Love video. You can purchase my music there. You can go to iTunes and just Google search my name, and you can buy my tunes there as well. So it's really easy. LaurenRainey.com. The one-stop shop
for all Lauren. Love it.
So everyone listening out there right now, go right now and follow, like, and go to our website, laurenrainey.com, and please check out this truly amazing artist that we all love to call Lauren Rainey.
Thank you, Steven. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you so much. We had a blast talking with you.
You too. Talk to you later.
Awesome. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hello, everyone, and...
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everyone! And it wouldn't stop. All right. I thought we were going to have to listen to it twice. Love it. I wouldn't mind, because it was so much fun, and we had a blast talking with Lauren Rainey and Stephen Rummy, who is from Top 5 Gone Wild, who I adore, as you probably heard in the interview. But I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. It was so much fun. We love Lauren. And we would love to talk with her again. That would be so, so, so much fun. So there's 5 minutes left. I'm getting the 5-minute heads up. We're going to play some music here. So let me get my producer on the line so she could tell us what we're going to be listening to. Let's get you online.
Hello. How are you?
I am Babu. How is my wonderful producer? Oh, man.
Got it.
You're never going to live that down.
Effects. No, probably not.
But this is my producer, Tina, who does all the backstage, all the stuff that you're hearing in music. She's wonderful. She does it all, along with my wonderful web designer, Alan, who we adore. So what's on the dock? What are we going to be listening to?
Well, we have got another Dylan Dixon song to play, so we want to play that for you guys still here tonight. So this is the Dylan Dixon Band, and it is The Ways of Your Changing Heart. So here we go.
Rock on. Here it is.
Its smile. You don't
when I touch you anymore. And I don't hear the laughter in the love that you gave to me before. Oh, the candle that would light our way is now an ember in the dark. From the shift in the weather in the day and the ways of your changing heart. When and why, as hard as I might try, I guess I'll never truly ever know. Getting through tomorrow without missing you hurt me more than the letting go. You don't feel the fire inside your soul when I touch you anymore. And I don't hear the laughter in the love that you gave to me before. Candle that would light our way is now an ember in the dark. From the shift in the weather in the days and the ways of your changing.
You can't.